Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Pretty hilarious dry sense of humor text. It's not raining now. They need to play now.
That's right. Get out there and play. Let's go.
Could be the one guy you think would be like for the Royals that if you're like, hey, we're playing this game at 7 a.m. Let's go. Who's on the field first?
Bobby.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Is there any doubt?
No.
Who would be number two on the field?
Isbell?
Oh, that's an interesting
He's
one.
He's a dirtbag.
Yeah, remember? He is. He is a dirtbag. That's a term of endearment. That's not a bad thing.
He likes Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
He's got two tickets to the concert on Friday. Do they have another song, Wheatus, other than Teenage Dirtbag?
Yeah, probably.
Because that's probably what that song probably came out. What, right after you got out of, not right, right after you got out of college?
No.
92 is when you graduated
college? No, I graduated 99.
Oh, yeah, so that probably came out right around
That's my, like, a freshman year of high school, 92, sophomore year of high school, 92.
Okay, so 99.
You were in college during, like, the mecca of music.
Yeah. We had Rock and Ron driving the bus who played it all, too, man. Like, it was absolutely like 311, man. And his wife was Rana, okay?
No way. And their daughter's son's name was Ronnie?
I don't know what the kid's name was. I don't even know if there was a kid, quite honestly. But
Ron Hughley.
I mean, right now, Rob Maloney is nodding his head because he knows Rock and Ron, the bus driver, died. He died on us, and the university shut down for the day. I mean, because he was like legendary on campus, right? He was a Vietnam guy who went to Vietnam, but you know how a lot of guys came back from Vietnam and they never really adjusted, you know, back.
It was
1965 for Rock and Ron for the entire time. I mean, it was like he was stuck in that. And he was awesome, though. I mean, he was like your godfather up there at KU. He'd see you stumbling around after a bar. He'd grab you, put you in the bus, take you home. Like, this guy was, and he played.
He's like Forrest Gump getting all the guys out of the forest. I gotta find Bob.
Pretty much, yeah. Get in the bus, Bob. Let's go. We gotta go.
Bob's laying in his arms like Bubby's like, I want to go home rocking. Yeah. I'm tired.
Yes. And so it was a tremendous experience. Anybody who experienced Rock and Ron, the bus driver, okay, you'd be at the boombox all the time, played music. I mean, it was a special experience with that guy. And then his wife would cut the lawns in the summertime and she'd pee behind the tree.
What in the hell, dude? This guy was a bus driver stuck in Vietnam. Then he died. And then he has a wife who cut lawns and pissed behind trees.
That's right. Yeah. So, I mean, that just sums it all
up. What the hell
was
that?
It was just, you couldn't have asked for a better college experience, man. If you lived on Stewart Ave back in the day, you knew Rock and Rod. Molly's like, hell yeah, I knew Rock and Rod. We used to party together, man.
Wheatus, just real quick, their top five songs, just because it's funny. Teenage Dirtbag, and then this song, A Little Respect. And then it's Teenage Dirtbag Acoustic, Teenage Dirtbag 2020, Teenage Dirtbag Sped Up.
That's what I was wondering. I wondered when did that song come out?
That album.
2002?
99.
99.
That album. Right. There you go.
Sorry that I had you graduate in college in 92. Mm. I don't think you're old.
Get bent.
I just was trying to, it's like, you know.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
people are like, how, like a girl comes up to you at the bar, how do you think I am? I'm like, I don't know. 35. Oh,
not a fun
sweet
game. Yeah.
So that's where you can't double reverse it. Don't say like, you know, oh, bless your heart, I'm 53.
Right.
Cool. Like,
right.
I don't care. Like, how old is Jane Seymour, Sophie Vergara, Liz Hurley? Age is just a number.
It is, yeah.
So the Royals tonight, in action at 6:40, if they do play, Vern on at 5:30 is when he would go on the air. So hopefully they can get this thing in, but I don't think they are. It looks like it's going to pick all back up at 3 o'clock today and then just go throughout the night. So hopefully you guys mowed your lawns yesterday because it's going to
everybody
rain.
Was mowing yesterday.
Really?
Man.
In your neighborhood?
Oh,
was?
Yeah.
Nobody mowed my neighborhood.
Really?
I was the only
okay
one.
Yeah. We had Aspen only out one yesterday. I was like, they were just out last week. All this rain's coming. They're trying to get everybody taken care of and getting the lawns looking the way that they are. But, yeah, the whole neighborhood was out yesterday making sure they get it done because you're not going to be able to do anything outside, Dusty, for a long time. I mean, by the time it all dries out, it's going to be Easter Sunday, and nobody wants to do anything on Easter Sunday. So you're looking next week. I mean, it's going to be a wet one for a while.
Yesterday, Brett Veach was talking. And he obviously knows, we all know, the Chiefs know, that the ninth pick is theirs.
Got to be fun. Like, all right, now I'm going to get one of these prime guys. It sucks to be in the top
It's a unique
10.
Draft. So, it, you know, it's one of those drafts where, listen, there's great
we're gonna
players.
We're going to love who we get.
Right,
however,
there's great players up and down the board. It's,
stop it,
you know,
for a second. Drove me nuts yesterday. Schrager.
Ugh.
He did it multiple times.
I mean,
was frustrating.
It was he was trying to show Brett Veach how smart he was.
How much he knows.
How
yeah
much he
like,
knows.
I haven't heard this yet, and I'm annoyed that
I
much.
Mean,
I mean,
oh, you and,
if you, there's a part that's not in this that I'm sure, Bob, if you
guys,
heard it.
Guys! Which part are you
the
talking
the part where he starts talking about Super Bowls.
Oh, my God!
Oh, yeah, that one where, you know, John Hurts, he ran for 45 yards, and then, like, hey, Brett Veach knows about it.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, it was.
Or he
it,
starts correcting him on a Super Bowl that we won. And
right.
Brett Veach is like, no, that actually wasn't that touchdown. It's like, Schrager.
Right.
Just we know
calm
you know about
down
football. It's okay.
You don't have to show us how much you know. Stop
yes
finishing his sentences.
Yes.
Let him talk.
It's
man.
All right.
God. Yeah, so I mean, Dusty's like 2 seconds in, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I mean, it was
I was like,
driving,
shut up.
It was driving. I'll be honest with you, I had to stop with about 5 minutes
okay
to go. I couldn't take it anymore.
Dang, because, that bad, okay.
Yeah, Schrager drove me nuts yesterday.
And I
like Peter Schrager's work. I think he does a good
yes
job. Mm. But be Joe Buck sometimes, like some guy at Maloney's on Friday was like, do you hate Joe Buck? I'm like, no, I actually love Joe Buck. Mm-hmm. I think he's really good. And this guy was annoying me. He goes, well, what do you like about Joe Buck? I go, he knows when to shut up. And that's the truth. That's what I like about Joe Buck. Now I was referencing this guy, but I mean, but Schrager could take a lesson from Joe Buck. He knows when to shut up.
Here we go.
So, you know, there's not four quarterbacks and, you know, they're
Myles Garrett's not in this draft.
Myles Garrett, Aiden Hutchinson, you know, Will Anderson, they're not in that draft. But again, not to say there aren't great players in this draft. But, you know, that, again, that's where we wanted to get a lot of work done in free agency and have flexibility and add a great player that's going to come in here and help us win and help us compete. But, you know, I think we have a lot of work to do on both sides of the football. And, you know, we added Kenneth Walker and, you know, we have some good core pieces on the offensive line in place, but you know, whether it be receiver or edge rusher or defensive back, I think really anything's in play. And, you know, it's hard to say when you're at nine because, you know, you don't know how the first eight picks are going to go. I mean, I can tell you if we were picking two, who would be a likely candidate, but picking nine, you're kind of at the mercy of some of these other teams and their decisions. So,
So a lot of, I mean, pretty vague stuff. Like you have a key position that you can draft at that position of number nine in the draft. And then he gives you the obvious addition throughout the offseason, which was Ken Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Schrager sucks, dude.
It was hard to listen to.
Myles Garrett changed draft.
Yeah, I know.
It was. Yeah, yeah, the Veach content's good there. My one word, if we're doing one word, I guess it would be two words, trade down.
Yeah.
That would be what I got from that.
Sure seems like that,
yes,
right? Yeah, that seems like a good play, I think.
And that means you go like higher in the numbers.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
You trade down to 12, 14, 16,
yes,
whatever, you know, pick you want to have at that point in time. And whatever you can get the most for, you know, if somebody wants to give you a boatload of stuff for that number nine pick. But as you're talking about, hey, man, it would be good to trade down. What's the incentive for somebody to want to trade up, right?
Yep.
Because that position isn't there. It really is reminiscent of the 2013 draft when the Chiefs had the number one overall pick, and the only quarterback there was the godsend that we heard about yesterday in Geno Smith. And the Chiefs tried to trade out a number one when they had that pick and ended up taking Eric Fisher, which proved to be a very good pick, Jen. But I think they tried to trade out of that. I know they tried to trade out of that, but nobody wanted to trade up for an offensive tackle. Nobody wanted to trade up for that guy. And the quarterback's not there. As Schrager mentioned, the Myles Garrett isn't there. So we may want to trade down, but is there anybody that's clamoring to trade up to grab somebody that they got to have?
So I guess I'm confused by what we're talking about here. So you guys hear all that and you think because there's not a Myles Garrett or an elite player that they can get at nine, they're not going to do it. But we've talked the last 2 months about how he's going to have one of three options at nine to pick a position of need for this team. So I guess I'm confused at like where we switched.
Well, I'm not switching. I'm inferring off of what I heard from Veach. It's just simply a minute clip, and I could be reading it wrong. I'm reading tone and reading what he said about the draft and about the lack of talent,
yeah,
and lack of elite talent. And I'm looking
so
at
the
what
talent changed over the last month.
No, they've always said the talent has
been.
Yeah,
we always knew the talent wasn't
but
there.
But I was told by a couple people that work here that they would have the opportunity to take like a Caleb Downs, a Tate,
I still
a
think
Bain,
that.
Yeah, sure.
But now we want them to trade away from that.
Well, I'm not saying I want them to. I'm saying what I think Veach just said.
Okay.
What I'm inferring Veach just said in that minute clip is, yeah, he didn't think there's a lot of elite talent and could see some real benefits
so
from trading down.
Like sure. Binkley saying Bain's arms are too short.
Could
or
be.
Or that the injuries are higher up there for Caleb Downs.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, like, if we have to pick at number nine, yeah, we'll be all right. We'll get a good player. But I think in a perfect world, every GM wants to trade down, right? I mean, it feels that all, unless you're the Rams or somebody that doesn't value the draft and you know, you're not trying to rebuild your organization. But I think the way that the Chiefs are looking at it right now is that there's nobody out there right now that we say we have to have. And if we get to number nine and an offer comes in where we maybe pick up some picks for next year or, you know, a couple more picks later in the first round or second round, then we'd rather have quantity over a certain player. And I think that's maybe where they're leaning, but we'll see what happens. I mean, we'll see how the draft progresses. And if this Ty Simpson kid moves up the board and everybody thinks he's going to go number two or however that may end up. So there's still a lot to consider, but I think the Chiefs are presenting everybody with options out there. That's like, yeah, I mean, there's guys, but it's not like it's going to be next year where it's going to be loaded with talent. I keep hearing everything I listen to about the draft going forward is like 27 is the year, 27 is the year. Mark this down, Mac, and I'm being serious about that because I want to know if we're sitting here next year at this time going, well, wait till next year. The 28 draft is loaded. It's not as good because I feel like this is something we do a lot. I feel like
next year's draft is way overhyped.
Well, no, everybody talks about the next year's draft. Like, oh, next year's is going to be really good. And we get to that next year, like, oh, this year's okay, but next year's going to be even better. Like, everybody seems to push it down the road about how good drafts are going to be the following year. So I'm wondering if we have that same conversation next year that we're having this year, that there's just not enough grade A plus talent at the top of the draft like there potentially could be next year.
I think now that I'm like, following what's going on with this draft and like what everybody thinks about next year, I'm kind of starting to think that next year's draft is being way overhyped.
Could be. Yeah.
I mean, Arch Manning could be the first overall pick and everyone said he sucked last year for 7 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden we're like, dude.
Yeah.
And then that receiver for Alabama kind of dissipated last year.
Yeah, he did. Jameson Williams.
We didn't like see a ton of it. Not Jameson Williams.
Jeremiah Smith.
Well, that's Ohio State's receiver, right?
Yeah.
Ryan
Williams.
Thank you.
Ryan Williams.
Ryan Williams at Alabama. Jeremiah Smith at Ohio State. Yes. Ryan Williams did not have the year I think a lot of people expect him to have. And then he goes into the draft next year. Jeremiah Smith's in the draft next year. Arch Manning, the kid from Oregon, but we saw how that kid played in a big game.
Yeah,
so
not
I'm kind of wondering if just like, and again, I'm not going to give him that game and be like, that's it. Like,
but it's not a big game.
Deontay Moore, you're terrible. But like, I think that like, there's a chance, possibly, that we're putting a lot of faith that this 2027 draft is going to be this like, here it comes, watch. It's like, let's watch college football one more year.
One more year and see what these guys can do.
And then we can make that assessment, which I think it's tracking that way. I think the talent that is there that we have all watched a lot of, you're an SEC god, you're an Ohio State guy, I don't give a rip who I watch, But like, you guys have watched Jeremiah Smith. You know, there's a lot of people that were like, man, I'd suck for 2 years in the NFL just to draft this kid on potential. So again, like, I'm worried that we're maybe overhyping 27 and not focusing on 26.
That's right. That's why I say next year at this time, are we hyping 28? Like, yep. We're hyping 20, because I feel like that's something that we tend to do a lot. Now, again, the 180 is the sports fan. In season, we have a different perspective on everything that comes out of season.
Like, you know? I have more confidence there will be more hits in the 2026 NBA draft than there will be in the 2027 NFL draft.
Well, just quantity, I would argue, just because there's a million
seven
more
rounds
picks
versus
I'm
one.
Going first two rounds. I'm not going to give 3 through 7 because there's only 2 rounds in the NBA draft.
Yeah.
So out of the first 64 picks, I'm going to assume that I think the NBA will be, those players will be more impactful. And I get it. It's not the same sport.
Yeah, I totally understand.
But it is a team sport. But I'm talking like right out of the chute. We're seeing guys like Con Knipple, Cooper Flagg, guys like that, more than we will see like, oh man, because like, I don't know. We'll see what happens in 2027. But what we did see in 2026 was that Travis Kelce was kind of in a yo-yo of emotions. Is he going to come back? Is he not? Well, Brett Veach apparently knew.
I think there was more doubt like in the middle of the season, end of the season. But we finished our season in Vegas, and then we get back to Kansas City, and we have exit interviews. And, you know, Travis basically said, like, you know, I'm not going out like this. And, you know, let's stay in touch. And, you know, he had to say the same thing to coach as well. And I remember later on that night, coach gets through his player exit interviews, I get through mine, and you know, Andy called me up. He's like, hey, did you talk to Trav? And I was like, yeah. He's like, I think he's gonna play again. So after that we gave him a space.
Yeah.
But I mean, when he leaves the facility saying, let's stay in touch, and you know, this has a bad taste in my mouth and can't go out like this. And you know, then there's that element of, you know, Pat going through his rehab and Travis being there for that. And those two are connected at the hip.
Yep.
So, you know, I think once he had left the facility after those exit interviews, I think that there was a sense of he's coming back and let's just let him do what he needs to do. And that's kind of how it worked out.
So you guys did it last time with what you heard from Brett Veach. What I heard from there is like as soon as Mahomes ripped his knee out, Kelce was back.
Yeah, probably.
Now, he
yeah.
said halfway through the season on the podcast.
Right.
And I don't know, that was not halfway through when we had 4 games left in the season?
Roughly, yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Later.
It was like week 12.
Yeah. It was late in the season. But I think, you know, Travis.
I think he saw that. And he's like, yeah, no.
We're not doing this. I mean, who would want to do that, right? Just put yourself in those shoes, no matter what job it is that you do. If you had the successes like that and the number one guy went down for a couple of months and then you finished and it dissipated, you're like, I want to come back for more. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go out that way. I don't want to go out with my best friend on the field, you know, with a busted up kneecap. So I do want to come back and play some more. I would have followed up with Brett, like, okay, you guys said you were going to give him space. What does that mean? Do you call the agent? Do you have conversations? Do you just let him go? Because I would feel like, and this is the introvert personality in me, I would feel like if I'm not contacting him, he's talking to somebody else behind my back and I've already lost that opportunity. That's my mindset. That's why I'm not a general manager in the NFL. Brett's probably sitting there going, we're the Chiefs. We're going to be just fine. He's going to come back to us. We don't have to worry about it. So I'm always like, I like that kind of minutia of sports, of how this stuff goes on behind the scenes, what those conversations are like, and how you get these deals done. Because I think it is fascinating. We always hear about these deals getting done, but we never get the how these deals got done. Was it an easy negotiation? Were people punching each other? You know, like, how did this thing go down? So I would be curious to know from Brett how it all, like, kind of played out with Travis Kelce. Did you just wait till he calls mm-hmm. you?
Yeah, you probably got to play it chill. You probably got to play it chill. It's all about the chase,
like with
the
girl,
catch.
You know. Yes. Like, yeah, you got to play it cool, man.
Play it cool.
You don't
want to be desperate,
right?
I made it more seem like maybe like a job interview. Like, you don't want to email that night.
Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity. It was great to meet you guys. If you ever need anything, please let me know. And you know, I'm interested still. Give it a couple days. If you don't hear anything, then it's like, hey, I just wanted to reach out and tell you guys thank you so much.
Yeah, really enjoy the time. Yeah,
take care. Great place. And Rod, that guy's funny as hell. Signed, Rich Baldinger. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
of course.
And then with this, it's kind of like, all right.
Rich Baldinger.
I have no idea.
I mean, that is just a random pull. But
men's wieners.
Yep. I don't know. And so, I don't know. I think that's kind of like how that situation went. It was just like, look, we probably think he's coming back. He'll call us. And then it's like, you wait and you wait and you wait and you wait. And it's like, if he doesn't call me by Friday, Andy, I'll reach out to him. Friday morning, 9 a.m. Hey, what's up, BB? Nothing. Yeah. What's going on, TK? Another. Hey, I'll be back. Okay, sounds good. I'll call Andy. Before you can call Andy, he's already calling you. So I think that's probably the way that went. And then this is probably to me the most important part of this audio, which was the Patrick Mahomes and timeline of his
injury. How much are you trying to be almost a helicopter GM and saying, are we good? Are we all right? And do you actually have a timeline for him moving forward?
Well, I don't know if I have a timeline, but as you would expect, Pat and everything he does just attacks at full throttle. And, you know, the cool thing about Pat is he's really doing 90% of his rehab in the facility.
That's awesome.
And so, you know, he's in there when we get in at 6 or 7 and, you know, grab lunch and you pop down the training room at 1 or 2, he's still there. And so I think he's, you know, since he got back, had the injury, Dr. Cooper did the surgery in Dallas, he got back and, I mean, he's been in that training room every single day. And then even when he goes to Dallas to get away for a little bit, he takes one of our trainers with him.
Is that right?
And yeah, and it's not one of those things where I have to check in and you know, I see him every day. In fact, you know, we were texting earlier today about, you know, just some leaks stuff, some draft stuff. And, you know, he asked, you know, when I was getting back and he wanted to get together and talk and what have you. So he's always around and, you know, he's just a gem of a person, man. He's so unique. He's a unicorn. And, you know, it's like one of those things where you can talk about him ad nauseum, but people still won't realize the type of person he is because he cares about people and he cares about the organization. He cares about his teammates. He cares about doing things the right way. And but he's still humble and he still has no ego, just like the first day he walked in the building.
And then Peter Schrager went on to say, I was texting Patrick Mahomes while he was at the Big 12 tournament. I'm not kidding.
He did.
That is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Nelly, I'm hot today. Fell right into it.
Is that right?
He like hit Bob in like a parallel freeway. Is that right? Oh, damn it.
It is. Is that right? He's lying to you. But I mean, you don't need to drop that you were texting with Patrick Mahomes, man. Like, that's...
You gotta be noticed.
Yeah, that is true. There are a lot of people like that, right? Like, that to me is the most unbelievable thing that Peter Schrager said that whole thing. Well, I was texting with Mahomes. Did he ask Brett about his massive chest?
I was wondering if he was going to ask him about 18 games in a season or 18 weeks.
I don't believe so. Okay. Don't believe they talked
about
that.
No, I don't know.
Is it a 30-minute interview, basically?
It is, yeah. No, it's a good 30.
Is it
30? Yeah. You said 10 to 15, and I'm 20 in, and
really?
I'm going Schrager.
Maybe I just enjoyed it. I don't know. I just liked hearing Veach talk.
Yeah, no, it's fine, and I enjoyed it as well. If Schrager wasn't interrupting the entire time.
No, that's fair. It was one of the first things I noticed.
Was it?
Get bent.
I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, it's pretty simple here today on the Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll. Mac Morey came up with it because he doesn't believe me, but I feel like there are people out there that do believe in Dusty Likens. And that is, would you rather extend the NFL season to 18 games or go back to 16? By golly, buckle up, because the weatherman, the sportsman, the chew man, the beer man, the booze man, the football man.
Woo!
Jay Binkley, he joins us next because it's 6:45 on a Wednesday. It's Bink next on 96.5 The Fan, your home.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
For Kansas City Sports.
There's juice all over the place.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 Hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 Sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.